Portraits, Essence and Expression is a selection of 20th century masterpieces from the collection of Jaime Botín on loan to the Fundación Botín, of which he is a trustee. This text by Norman Rosenthal, Director of Exhibitions at the Royal Academy of Arts in London between 1977 and 2008, and expert on Henri Matisse, will help you to enjoy this artwork even more. Listen to it at your leisure. Femme Espagnole, Henri Matisse. Femme Espagnole, a painting made by Matisse in Paris in 1917, in his studio overlooking Notre Dame on the Quai Saint-Michel, was actually of an Italian professional model called Lorette, here dressed up in an exotic costume for the purposes of this painting. Lorette was depicted in many guises and poses in the approximately 50 paintings executed over a period of approximately a year from 1916 to 1917. We know that Lorette had a sister, Anna, or Annette, who sometimes appeared alongside her. But beyond that, we know very little about them, not even a surname. Sometimes Lorette's name was even spelt L-O-R-E-T-T-E, suggesting, in the case of both sisters, a degree of unfamiliarity uncommon for Matisse, whose principal female models until this time had been friends and collectors, including the legendary Gertrude Stein, his wife Amélie, their children, two sons, and his beloved Marguerite, his earlier daughter by another woman. Lorette had been recommended to Matisse by his friend, the painter Georgette Agut, by this time a fauve artist herself. They met in 1891, when he was studying in the atelier of Gustave Moreau, and they remained good friends. Of course, in 1916-17, France was still at the very centre of the seemingly endless, horrific World War I. Despite many ups and downs, Matisse had become a successful and notoriously uncompromising painter of many radical art history-changing images. These had announced themselves to the world with the radical and wildly coloured portrait of his wife, Woman in a Hat, 1905, which, once seen in a public exhibition in Paris, led him to be perceived indeed as the most outrageous of the fauve, wild beasts, alongside Derain. However, after the war started, Matisse had been largely cut off from his prominent, almost exclusively foreign supporters in Germany, Denmark, Britain, America and Russia, principally Sergei Shukin. In his other studio outside Paris, in Issy-les-Moulineaux, he had still been executing large, difficult paintings, such as Bathers by a River, 1909-1916, and The Moroccans, 1915-1916, thinking through issues raised by Picasso's Cubism. Still, for Matisse, colour was as central an issue as volume and form is to modern painting. He may have wished to find a model to execute more sellable and smaller paintings at this difficult time. Lorette proved ideal for Matisse, with her jet-black eyes and long hair, as well as her obvious delight in dressing up, being semi or even fully naked, or even posing in normal clothes. She would strike endless different poses, sitting on chairs, lying on beds, or even on the floor. Lorette, dressed here as a Spanish girl in a mantilla, can be seen in part as a recollection of a true fauvist Spanish painting Matisse did back in 1908, now in the Pushkin Museum, Moscow. But in this later painting here, the all-over calibration of colour is far more delicate, even refined. The dark green background has equal significance in the painting in contrast to the thin, pink-greyish flesh tones of the model herself, dressed up in the dull yellow of her décolleté day dress, over which falls the rich, black, almost inky calligraphic execution of the mantilla. Her black eyes and lashes and the falling lock of hair, even the touch of abstract red signifying a rose in her hair, perfectly define Matisse's obsession with finding a true balance between human, usually female, character representation, and the abstracting possibilities of the medium of paint. At Christmas in 1917, Matisse was to head by himself, sans his wife, to the south of France, to Marseille. Ultimately, of course, he would travel long-term to Nice, where the lessons he learnt from painting Lorette, whom he was not to see again, would inform his paintings of a succession of female models. In the final episode of his career, during World War II, he became too ill to paint as such, and he found for himself the way of addressing the all-important issue of colour in his miraculous cutouts. Looking at this gentle, characterful painting, in all its sophisticated simplicity, one can almost sense an anticipation of so much of what was to come.